As part of our ongoing series of political commentaries, John Ridley says the president is not the only one who should be examining what gets accomplished in a second term.
There's this terrific moment at the end of Michael Ritchie's 1972 film The Candidate, where, after beating the odds and winning an improbable election to the U.S. Senate, a dumbfounded Bill McKay, as played by Robert Redford, passes a note to his campaign manager that succinctly and emphatically asks, "Now what?" Heading into President Bush's inauguration after the battle royale that was the campaign, I've got the same question. But I'm not making the query as much of the president as I am of myself and people like me, those who are on the fence who ultimately decided Bush was the way to go. Now what? I went for the guy because I liked what he was selling during the campaign. In the heat of the political moment, campaign promises are as good as I love yous in the night. But in the light of the new day, be it the war on terror, homeland security, making tax cuts permanent, I'm looking for results. And in the hot, hard first 2 years of Bush's next four, it's the electorate, not the president, who need to do the heavy lifting. By now, that the prez has got the meat to pursue his agenda is clear. But do the rest of us actually got the grit to let Bush cash the check we've written him? After a relatively sacrifice-free first 4 years, a war most of us don't have to fight, tax cuts with no reduction in government services, can we suck it up and bear the cost of the president making good on even some of his promises? And they will cost. So those of us who dim-summed our vote, gave it to Bush because we like something from column A, something from column B, we can't quit the show when our sacred cows get headed for the political slaughterhouse. If the president's priorities don't end up matching my own, I need to be willing to kick my desires to the curb and maintain support. If the tax cuts I was told were going to be made permanent are not, I have to hope and believe my contributions will allow the president to carry out his greater agenda. My biggest domestic priority would be deficit reduction. But if the president pitches something that increases it in the short term, like more money for missile defense, I've got to stand steady even if I don't agree with the details. So when the tough choices get made, when the solution to problems unexpectedly hit us in our wallets or our emotional centers, will we allow, yeah, allow, the president to stay his course? You got to remember, for all his swagger, the president is still a politician, still sensitive to public opinion. That's a valuable tool to keep any president in check, unless it's when we're chickening out.
Commentator John Ridley is the author of the novel The Drift.